Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. We're going to continue with our Suffer Well devotional series today, reading the Suffer Well devotional series, the 264th reading of this devotional. Thank you for joining me. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to talk more about this. And in the previous devotional, we were speaking about the only one type of love there was in the scriptures. And the Greek idea of love is there's different types of love, and they call something agape love as being the love of the Father, but that's not scriptural. The Hebrew mindset of that, or the biblical mindset of that, is there's only one type of love, and anything less is incomplete. So we're going to look at this devotional, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about this topic. So it says, second thoughts are common to you, my loved children. They depict an inner battle to maintain options for what might be a better choice. I, your father, do not share in such struggles. I know there is no second best choice, no plan B. You need to accept that all of my thoughts are absolute perfection the moment I think them. I only have plan A. I only think perfectly, and I long to bring you into my way of thinking. So we understand each other. Let Moses remind you. And Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Genesis 6:6. What do you believe is happening when I tell you that I was grieved? Do you think I was intimidating, that your disappointing actions surprised me? Or did I know all along that would happen the moment I spoke creation into being? I exist outside of time and space, as you know. For I have said my ways are higher than the heavens. It's true. Then tell me, why would I be grieved? Here is some valuable spiritual insight, loved one. I express emotion to reveal my heart. My heart was grieved, filled with pain. My emotion is to show the depth of my love for my children. For instance, the flood was plan A, child, not an afterthought. I desired that you would recognize the lengths you would go in order to deny my fatherhood, my right to discipline, my sons and daughters, Proverbs 3:11 to 12. The fall, the flood, the covenants, the birth, the death, the resurrection, salvation, the perfect temple, the dominion, all plan A. There were no changes in design along the way. Everything was decided before day one of my creation. John 17:24, Ephesians 1, verse 4, and Peter 1, verse 20. Like Adam, I gave you all the option to obey. If you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. You know you didn't, and to whom did he swore that they would not enter his rest. Let's read that again. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You know you didn't, and to whom did he swore that they would not enter his rest? But those who did not obey, Hebrews 3:18, you have a second thought as you give yourself options. You cannot enter my rest in rebellion, and that is, my grieving heart is filled with pain. However, do you actually think I have to reconsider my own thoughts? Wouldn't this lead to the inevitable conclusion that I am flawed and could potentially blow it? My plans are eternally perfect the first time. They are perfect from the moment I think them. Yes, child, you have always been plan A, whether you like it or not. And it's my immersed love for you that will not allow me to leave you in the way you are. No longer will you struggle with options, the mental gymnastics it takes to ponder my perfect will as opposed to my permissible will, as if I had two heads, will cease. I am one, and everything comes under my one perfect will. Shaul said, I am a bond servant of Yeshua Messiah, called to be an apostle, separated to the good news, to the mighty one. Romans 1:1. A bond servant is a voluntarily slave who was given the option to leave slavery, allowing for the ability to make personal choices, which always leads to a fall, but instead volunteers to stay in bondage to his master, knowing that true freedom is found in recognizing that that there is no better option than to serve his master. This is your only choice, loved one. Can't you see it? Hallelujah. What a great devotional here. And we spoke about this agape Greek idea of the highest form of love in yesterday's devotional. Well, we continue that, and let's just think about everything that Yahweh offered us from the beginning of us being as part of his plan, and what he offered us, and what he did for us, and how much he loves us. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:16 says, and so we know and rely on the love Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever lives in love lives in Yahweh, and Yahweh in them. And 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. But we don't understand love. That's the problem. Many Christians are deceived by the Christian church today to think there are different forms and types and levels of love. But there isn't. There isn't. There's one love. There's only one type of love, and it's complete. It's not incomplete. And it explains clearly in the scriptures what it is. And if you have any of those traits that go against that, it is not true love. And as we talk about Paul choosing to be a slave and stay into slavery, it's because he loved living under that master and all the benefits he got from living under that master than he would on his own self. And you might be thinking that's ludicrous that somebody would want to be in slavery and stay in slavery. But we have to understand the slavery mentioned in the Bible was not the slavery that was mentioned or that happened in our country or in our history. It's different, completely different. When Yahweh had his plan, in fact, if you take the idea of slavery today, the Bible says, those people are to be put to death. Those masters and slave masters and all those people. They're breaking every one of Yahweh's commandment in what they're doing. With the kidnapping and holding people against their will. This is not of scripture. But the slavery system that Yahweh had from plan A was about love. Was about love. Taking a person that had nothing and giving them everything. That's what it was about. This is why Paul didn't want to leave this. This is why Paul trusted Yahweh's way more than his own way. This is why these people in scripture were willing to die for Yahweh, and there are people around the world willing to die for him. It's the antithesis to what slavery is today. Even in our crimes and our restitution, in the scriptural form of Yahweh's plan A, a man was allowed to go into slavery, that word, but really to get a second chance, to get a second chance to restore what he has done wrong. So Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And the form of slavery from Yahweh's plan was perfect because his plan was perfect and everything was perfect. And the enemy, leave it to the enemy to try to mess that up and to mess that whole system up, that word up. And everything from Yahweh's commandments, from Yahweh's judgment, from Yahweh's criminal system, and from everything. The enemy comes and messes it up. And the enemy messes up the family structure. And the enemy, it's the enemy's goal and plan to mess up Yahweh's plan A. But if we're not thinking about the enemy or anything of the enemy and just focused on Yahweh, that's not going to happen. It's the enemy plans to teach us not to love Yahweh, but to doubt Yahweh. Not to love others, but to doubt others. Well, Yahweh's plan, his perfect plan, teaches us love, love, love. You know, I'm the type of person that loves to give people the benefit of the doubt in situations. And people think that's insane. I'm letting people take advantage of me and all these different things. And it's not done out of a lack of wisdom. It's done out of a love that Yahweh has shown me and given me. And it's a settling feeling. It's a settling feeling. I had a situation a couple of days ago where a lady I knew, and even under the best circumstances, she's a sweet old lady. But under the worst circumstances, she is not a sweet old lady. And she would come at me and talk and say something that wasn't nice. And I could just look at her with a smile, knowing that this isn't out of love, what she's saying. And just understand. And then the next day she called me and she apologized and says, I'm just going through a lot right now. Forgive me. That's okay. That's okay. It's the enemy's goal to stir us up in an unrighteous anger. It's the enemy's goal to stir us up in an unrighteous anger where we do things based on our emotions that we don't think about first. We got to love and peace and shalom. These are the fruits of the Spirit, right? 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we loved Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Romans 5 verse 8 and 9 says, but Yahweh demonstrated his love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Yeshua died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from Yahweh's wrath through him? Do we understand and see that in Yahweh's plan, he didn't want us to have to go through what we're going through today. And the enemy took us away from that. The enemy wants us to go through not suffering well. Yahweh's plan A is that we would suffer well and only for disobedient, only for a discipline to just make us closer to him and understand his true love. Why in the world would Paul want to stay in slavery? Well, if you understood the beautiful slavery system during Scripture and the condemnation of anything to do with slavery today, as is supported in Scripture, you would understand what a beautiful system Yahweh has in store for us. There's no prejudice in the Bible. Yahweh is our slave master. We are the slave, and it's a beautiful system. And it includes taking care of each other. Taking care of each other. And drawing each other closer to Yahweh. And that's what he wants us to do. And that's his plan. That's his plan. That's why Paul said, I'm a slave. And I choose to be a slave. And I don't want to leave this system. I don't want to leave this system. I'm taken care of. I live at peace. I have all my needs met. I got everything I want. Why would I want to leave? Why would I want to leave? So you could have your freedom and do stuff on your own? Why would I want to do stuff on my own when I got Yeshua and the Holy Spirit taking care of me, giving me everything I need? Why would I want to do that? Because they're going to make you live against your will? Good. That's a good thing. We should want to live against our will. We should want to live according to his will. We have to understand the whole system of slavery according to the Scriptures. And we have to understand that he, Yahweh, is our master. Yahweh's our master. And it's his will, not our will. You see, people that are filled with ego, they want to do it their way and not Yahweh's way. And they'll always struggle with that. But when the Scriptures say to follow him and be willing to deny yourself, deny your own will. The Bible tells us how our heart is and the things we want and the things we desire. We're in trouble if we go on our will. I base my life on the Word and his love for me. For if I went out there doing things that the fleshly desire that we were born into wanted to do, we'd be just like the non-believers of the world. But when you decide to come under the system of Yahweh, and you decide to not leave this system and to remain a slave to Him, it's His will, not my will. Not my will. And it's a beautiful thing. It's really beautiful. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5 says, "May Yahweh lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of Yahweh and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua." Wow. What a beautiful verse. What a beautiful scripture to think about that. And then we could start to think about our way, our will is not a good thing. It's never going to achieve the beauty that Yahweh gives us. And I hear all these dreams about people that have these near-death experiences or these death experiences. And in their dream, they go up to heaven and they see streets of gold. And they see all this beauty up there and everything else. You know, some people say, are those real or not real, whatever? And I tell you this. When I walk down the street, I see birds making beautiful noises. I see flowers making the most beautiful patterns you could ever imagine. I see these trees and these fruits growing on the trees that look like the most colorful things you've ever seen. I see a sunrise with the colors that are astonishing and a sunset that is breathtaking. We don't have to wait to see this beauty and to experiencing these things. They're here now with us. They're here now with us. We choose to walk in a field with these beautiful things or to walk in the dark alleyways in the middle of the night. That's our will, to walk in those things and not see these things. But there's beauty in all of Yahweh's creation that He's given us in His plan. And it's so beautiful and colorful. So it's your choice to look at things not with the eyes that He wants us to see these different things. So when you understand why Paul would say he wants to remain a slave under this system, and you understand about slavery, we should desire to be a slave to Him because He loved us so much. And the fact that He would say that there's nothing at all that could separate us from His love. Wow. Psalms 136 verses 2 to 3 says, "Give thanks to Yahweh, the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh, Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him all alone does great wonders. His love endures forever." Forever. His wonderful mercy and grace. That we could see these things every day. The sun is shining. Even when the rain falls, it's a beautiful thing to see the water dripping off of a flower. It's so beautiful. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, "Love will never end, but those gifts will come to an end, even the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking different kinds of languages, and the gifts of knowledge. But the love will last forever." Love endures forever. Psalms 36:7 says, "How precious is your unfailing love, O Yahweh. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings." And Psalms 109:26 says, "Help me, Yahweh, my God. Save me according to your unfailing love." Unfailing love. To your plan, to your desire for us, to your will be done. And it's given to us in a book that shows us what that will is. Romans 8:38-39 says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from Yahweh's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears of today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from Yahweh's love. No power in the sky above, on the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love Yahweh has revealed to us in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." Hallelujah. To know this love exists and to know that we have, according to His will, to experience this love, it should move us. It should move us to do His will, His desires, His commandments. 2 Corinthians 15:14-15 says, for Yeshua's love compels us. Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, and those who live should surely no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. And Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua, and I no longer live, but Yeshua lives in me. The life I now live in a body, I live by faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself up for me. You understand, Paul is a great example in the scriptures. Brother Shaul, a great example of Yahweh's whole story of love. You have a wicked sinner who is living against Yeshua and Yahweh's ways, condemning people for doing so. But then it struck him. It struck him. Yahweh's love struck his heart, and his heart was circumcised. His heart was circumcised. And all of a sudden, his whole life changed. And everything and every viewpoint he had changed. And nothing was no longer his will. Everything was now Yahweh's will. Yahweh's will. That's why he just loved Yahweh so much that he put his life on the line so many times for Yahweh. And his greatest desire was to go and to preach the gospel to the wicked people around the world, because he knew who he was and he knew what he had come over, and he wanted to share that experience with others. It's a beautiful expression of love. Ephesians 2 verses 2 to 5 says, in which you formerly lived according to this world's present path, according to the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the ruler of the spirit that is now energizing the sons of disobedience, among whom all of us formerly lived out our lives in the cravings of our flesh, indulging in the desire of the flesh and the mind, and we were nature children, the wrath even as the rest, but Yahweh being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Yeshua. By grace, you have been saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we understand the great love that Yahweh has for us? The great love that he wants us to experience? The great love that he wants us to understand? 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up on people, never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Now you ask yourself today, is that what motivates you to never quit? Or do you give up? Do you give up praying for people? Do you give up trusting people? Do you lose hope in situations when things don't seem like they're going to be overcome, or there don't seem like there's going to be an answer? Or do you never quit understanding Yahweh's faithfulness? Do you never quit understanding that his plan be done, not our plan? Do you understand that he might have a different outcome that we want to have, but his outcome is always going to be best for us? Jude 1:21 says, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, waiting for the mercy of Yahweh, Yeshua, our Messiah, that leads to eternal life. Zephaniah 3:17 says, Yahweh, your Elohim, is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Shouts of joy. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, and Yahweh will exalt you in due time if you humble yourselves under his mighty hand by casting out all your cares upon him, because he cares about you. Not only because he cares about you, but because he loves you. He loves you more than the highest degree of love can achieve is how much he loves you. And we think about that through his son's love for us and what he did for us, that he came down in human form and what he did for us. It's so beautiful. And what he wants to do for us through Yeshua. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Yeshua, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and set down the right hand to the throne of Yahweh. It's such an amazing gift that we have, and such an amazing life that we live. So I encourage you to go out there and not just tell people that Yeshua died for them, but tell them that he loves them. He loves them. And there's nothing they're going to do to make him stop loving them. Nothing. He loves us. And this is why he allows us to go through certain things. He loves us. And it's time we loved him in return. He's coming back. He's coming back. And he wants us to understand love to the highest degree. So when you go out there, start taking notice of the beautiful, amazing things he does and gives us. Stop focusing yourself with the things on the news today that just talk about negative, negative, negative. There are people in my life that call me up every single moment something negative around the world happens to tell me something bad happened in the world. How about we be those people to start calling people up and tell them about the positive things of the world? How about we tell people every day a scripture of the Bible? How about we tell people and show people the beautiful things and to remind them Yeshua died for them, to remind them that Yahweh loves them, to make them look and us to look each day at a beautiful flower. When is the last time you looked at a beautiful flower and smelt it? I ask you that today. When is the last time you looked at a flower and you smelt its beauty? One of the most amazing things I ever smelled in my life was a newborn baby. It's something nobody told me about until, you know, I got to experiencing that. The smell of a newborn baby is something that I don't hear people talking about that enough. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And it's such it's so beautiful. When you think about Yahweh has the same type of creation every day in flowers all over. And why does somebody smell flowers? Maybe if they go in a flower store, they'll smell some flowers. Why does somebody smell flowers when they go to certain places? Why don't they just stop on the street and smell a flower? They are everywhere. Did you ever think about why flowers are everywhere and how beautiful they look? And how beautiful they are. And all the senses that Yahweh gave us are not for us to look at it negatively, but the positive, the beautiful senses that he's given us to touch and to smell, to feel. Touch and smell and feel. A little puppy, a little baby, a flower. Beautiful things that Yahweh gives us that just touches us on an emotional level. And begin to understand life and love. It's a beautiful thing. So I pray today that you'll open your eyes and see more, feel more, and love more. The good things that Yahweh planned for us a long time ago. And all that was his plan A, not his plan B. So praise our wonderful creator for this day he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it today and always. Have a blessed day, everybody. And Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.